Our next guest is one of the Crows, I guess, real good news stories last year. Played up forward, bit of ruck work. He was really solid, particularly the last half of the year. Kicked upwards of 50 goals, which was a good effort. His name's Josh Jenkins, and he joins us now. Josh, how are you?
Hey, Barry, how are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Started training this week. How solid's it been for you?
It's been, they're always hard, mate, as you know, the pre-season sessions, but in fairness to the new staff, fitness and coaching staff, they've looked after us a little bit and just eased us in. So probably the warm weather today was as hard as anything. So it's been a good introduction to pre-season.
Just on that, new coach, a new fitness boss, as you mentioned, has there been much difference?
There's been a little bit. I mean, at the end of the day, I guess the doesn't matter who the coach is and who the fitness staff is, the goal is still the same, but I guess the methods are a little bit different, so the pre-season program looks a little bit different from day to day. But at the end, you know, at the end of the day, it's pretty much about getting in, doing the work, and preparing the group as best we can for the upcoming season.
JJ, how did you come back from your break?
Oh yeah, I had a fair few in front of me, Rowie. I'm not the best endurance runner at the club, but that's not to say I was out of shape. I'm just got a fair bit more to carry around.
Well, we spoke with Paul Seedsman. That was the reason I asked. It wasn't a loaded one, JJ. He could not believe how big and strong and powerful you were. Of every player out there, didn't he?
Yep.
He mentioned JJ. He goes, oh, my goodness, he's going to stay away from you, Joshy.
Well, fortunately, we're laying off the contact for the next few weeks, I think. But that was kind of him to say that. I guess now's the time. Now it's the start lines. Now I guess what we've all done in the off season is irrelevant. I guess we can all get fit from here and look forward to actually playing footy.
Well, he was impressed with you. He's a new bloke. Of the new blokes, who impressed you? There's 10 of them out there, including the rookies.
There's plenty to choose from. Pretty much a quarter of the list is new, but little Frank Gore, little Gory from we picked up from the Cats. He's a real likely type. He just gets in and he sort of looks like one of about 30 when those 5'10" guys put their pre-season hats on and they all look the same. He's got a bit of lift about him. He's actually really good endurance and, he's just slotted in nicely. He's a pretty quiet fella as well. So good to get to know or start to get to know, you know, the 9 other new guys as well.
Talk to us about Frank Gore. I thought his name was Dean. Where's the Frank come from?
Oh, Frank Gore's a little... that's what I call him anyway. Frank Gore's a running back for the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh.
You know how it is. Dicks always get nicknames when they come to the club. So,
well, that'll stick. We'll go with that. Frank Gore.
Frank Gore.
I was going to name my first son Frank, but Jody had no part in that.
Thankfully. Hey, Josh, I guess as players, you often come back to pre-season. You have personal goals which you set yourself, whether it be to improve endurance, improve kicking or marking, or be heavier or lighter. What are some of your personal goals for this pre-season?
Yeah, good question. I probably haven't got to that point just yet of hashing out some individual ones. I just always have a focus, and something you've taught me and something I've picked up along the way is that, you know, try and just maximise or try and do as much of the pre-season as you can. And there's an aspect of that you need to be smart and not run yourself into the ground. But I'm reasonably durable and fortunate I'm able to get out there, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday every week. And if you can do that, you naturally progress and improve. So if you ask me or asking me right now, that's probably the main thing is just to stay on the track and keep knocking over the session.
And then from a team perspective, what do you think your expectations are of season 2016 for the Crows?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be an interesting... it's going to be, you know, probably a slow progress for us because, you know, it's obviously interesting circumstances for the, you know, the reason we have a new coach. It's not like he's coming into a side that, you know, could only win 2 or 3 games last year. So it's going to be a bit of a process for us to learn how he wants us play after, you know, only 12 months ago trying to learn how Walshy wanted us to play. So I think it's going to be a bit of manipulation. There'll be some growing pains, no doubt. You know, no coach just comes in and you know, the 22 are able to play exactly the way he wants. But for the most part, hopefully we can continue to do what we did well last year and that should hold us in good stead.
You mentioned your new coach, Don Pike. It's only 5 days in. Has he raised his voice yet? Has he had to give anyone cold baked beans out the can?
He's not too bad. He's a fairly reserved character. That's probably the first thing I've noticed. I think he maybe, I'm not sure, time will tell what he's really like, but I think he's just taking his time to get to know everyone and understand how each player ticks and or staff, and you know, for that matter as well. So at the moment, he's been pretty good. I've been doing some reasonably basic drills, so it hasn't been too much for him to get too antsy about.
Often when new coaches come in, you pick up on a few buzzwords. The one that seems to be resonating out of Adelaide is versatility, and all the new recruits that have come in have talked about being able to play numerous positions and forward and back. Is that something that's come across your desk, and are you thinking about, I guess you can, obviously you can play in the ruck, but you've flipped yourself down back and play as a defender? We've seen you there before.
Yeah, I've done it with limited success on one occasion, Vix, but I wouldn't imagine. So we're not blessed with a whole heap of tall forwards. So I don't think I will be going down back anytime soon. But I mean, you've always got to be open to the possibility, especially now with the fact that we've got less than rotations. You never know, an injury here or there, or overuse of some rotations, big tails might get stuck on the bench. But I think learning the forward, continuing to learn the forward craft and continuing to try and be really competitive in the ruck is enough for me at the moment.
Tell us about your break. You normally like to get to the States and watch a bit of NBA and MLB and BBB, DDD, HDHD.
The US dollar was a bit too rough for me, so I actually steered clear and got dragged to Bali. So I was across there with about the other two-thirds of the AFL, so... that was good fun, and fortunately we didn't get stuck. We were able to get over there and back, and for the most part, Rowie, I just stayed here, and Adelaide's pretty much where I live now. I don't have too many roots elsewhere, so I've got a home here, and we just stayed here and enjoyed the spring.
Well, we're looking forward to a big year from you, Joshy.
Yeah, you didn't miss much, though, of the goings-on in America. You're still doing the blog on American sports with Tom Higgins?
I am, mate. Yeah, still doing a fair bit of writing.
Give it a plug.
Yeah, it's my blog website is joshjenkins04.com. So I do a lot of stuff on there, basketball and American football. It's actually quite a phenomenal game. Just finished a couple of hours ago, so I'm looking forward to getting home and watching the end of that one.
Now, can you help me out? I follow the Cleveland Browns. Haven't been keeping a close eye on how am I going?
mate, your first round draft pick from 2 years ago,
Mr. Football,
who spent 10 weeks in rehab last off-season, is currently being demoted to third string because he was out on the Terps on the last weekend. So Browns have got the worst record in the NFL, and they're about to get another first-round pick that they're going to stuff up.
I love an underdog.
I word, Kobe Bryant? Isn't he retiring?
Yeah, he is. I was just trying to get one that could sort of marry up the way he used to be and what he is now.
Oh, okay. So he's really dropped off, has he?
Yeah, his body just has let him down the last two or three years. It's been sad to see. He hasn't been able to get on the floor at all. Mm.
And what about Jarryd Hayne? Is he any chance of getting back on that roster, the starting?
I don't know. I think it's actually best for him where he is. I know he's not, you know, the glitz and the glamour of playing is not there, but he's actually out of away from prying eyes, and he can actually learn how to play the game. I think the practice squad's a really good result for him, and I think they get about $7,000 a week to be on the practice squad, so I'm sure he's getting by.
Oh, good work. And JJ, without notice, we've got our sporting. It's going to happen. It's a Friday. It's going to happen. There's a couple of big said Australia going to flog the West Indies in 3 days. I said that umpire number 30, Shane McInerney, is going to get me sacked. It's going to happen. Have you got a... It's going to happen. There's going to be an AFL night grand final one day. JJ, it's going to happen. What's yours? It's going to happen.
Well, I'll stick to what I love. I think it's going to happen. I think the NFL will play a regular season game out here within the next 3 years. And with any luck, that'll be at Adelaide Oval.
Dude, it's going to happen.
JJ, you're the winner so far. What a Sara Restaurante voucher.
Now, you're going to be busy tonight, I'm led to believe. You're going to be singing some Christmas carols. Is that right? In Victoria Square?
Yeah, we are, Bix. We've got the In Support of the Women's and Children's. Always good to there are a lot of causes that, that go around, but the women's and children's one is one that, you know, everyone can relate to. So we're down there at Victoria Square, 7 o'clock kickoff, singing some carols. I'm not sure about the... I think we might be lighting the tree. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, I've just got a little blurb here. It says, the Crows will join in the celebration to light the city Christmas tree with the Lord Mayor and Lady Mayoress and the Adelaide City Council. So that's Victoria Square, 7 o'clock. There's, I've actually driven past it today. There's lots of food stalls and lots of activities there, and you're going to be up on stage with the rest of the team singing. So that'll be a highlight for you.
Absolutely, mate. It'll be a couple of songs. I think we've got a couple of songs to knock over, so hopefully they get the lyrics in front of us and we'll be able to sing a few songs. And I'm sure there'll be a huge... I know it's quite warm now, but hopefully by 7 o'clock it'll cool down a lot and we can get a big crowd there and sing a few songs and get into spirit.
Well, it's going to happen. We've had Cornsy sing a few songs. Can you sing us into the ad break, please, Josh Jenkins?
I'd prefer not. I gave you the gold of the NFL coming to Adelaide Oval. So
good man, JJ.
You're right, mate. Hey, thanks for having a chat with us. Good luck with the pre-season. We'll catch up with you throughout the year.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
Good on you, Joshy Jenkins. I don't think he thought I seriously thought I'd get him to sing. It was just a... Well, in case he did, I would have thought, well, that's entertainment. Hey, his last 2 years, frightening.
Mm.
His graph, Bix, is heading where? North.
North, yep.
I think he's still got some big improvement.
I think the best thing for him last year was the consistency. Probably from, I reckon, the Fremantle game, and he'd probably say that as well. It was a wet game and he competed really strongly. Mm. And from that point on, I reckon he was really consistent. And I think most people had seen what he's capable of doing, but there was the ups and the downs. But once he ironed that out, I think he's become a very valuable player.
Oh, when you think about
what Adelaide actually played for him. Mm. It's a draft success story because they paid very little. I think it was just they swapped draft spots by about 10 spots. That's all they did to get him off of Essendon. So he's been
a diamond.
He's been good, and in particular has been, I guess, downplayed the extent of the loss of Kurt Tippett. Mm.